I look out the window and wait, wondering what will happen today. Life is weird. Just when I think I'm making heads or tails of it, when I'm getting used to today, along comes a new morning. The kids are running through the condo screaming, listening to their own voices echo off the naked walls. As Ethan checks out every closet and cupboard space, his face is fixed in a wide, transforming smile, just like his father's. Emma is like me, more cautious as she looks, envisioning where her things will go. Her eyes flame out fiery blue from her olive face as she swings her favorite stuffed animal, a bunny named Sugar, around her bedroom. When I was six, I had a stuffed dog named Henry. He's somewhere in the moving boxes. Ethan says that now that he's six, he doesn't need a stuffed animal anymore. But I noticed he brought Friska, the one-eared dog, in the car with him. Seems all of us, no matter how old, have a hard time letting go sometimes. The clouds look upset, puffing the sky up in a solid wall of gray. I hate moving when the trees have dropped their leaves. Everything's drab and bare, and the feeling of emptiness chokes me. But that's today. Tomorrow will be different. The truck is here, I yell from the living room window. My cell phone rings, and I see that it's my mother. It just pulled up, I say to her. Bring your crew anytime. I haven't lived near my mother since I left for college 16 years ago, but Kyle and I always wanted to live closer to our parents. The trouble was always which one. Kyle's parents are still living in the small Oklahoma town where Kyle was raised, but I'd have to travel too far for work as a hygienist if we moved there. My parents are divorced. They decided when Jeff and I were teenagers that they couldn't live together anymore, and it took me years to forgive them. I love them always, but sometimes I couldn't stand to talk to either one of them because of what their decision did to our family. Dad lives in a town in Arizona near his children from his second failed marriage and enjoys his grandchildren there. But my mom doesn't live close to either Jeff or me. Not that she needed us. Miriam Lloyd Davies stands just fine on her own. But I thought Emma and Ethan should be closer to her. 3 blocks away close, to be exact. Ethan bolts past me and stands on the front stoop. It's not big enough to be called a porch. The builder planted some nondescript shrub in the spot by the door in a half-hearted attempt to make it feel homey. The garage door for the adjoining condo opens and I notice a car turning into the driveway. Ethan waves at the driver like he's been expecting her all day, and she pulls slowly up her drive, watching the moving men open the back of the truck, revealing all of our prized possessions. She stops her car and opens the door, staring at the movers without a hint of expression on her face. "Hi," I say, crossing my arms over my chest against the cold. "We're moving in today," Ethan says, stepping closer to her. "What's your name?"
"Melissa."
She's not heavy or thin, pretty or ugly. Her brown hair looks as if it was cut impatiently and her coat is too big for her. I can just see the tips of her fingers peeking from the sleeves. "I'm Gretchen," I say, stepping next to Ethan. "My daughter Emma is in the house." She nods and I know she couldn't care less. "Emma's 8, Ethan says, 2 years older than me. My dad was in the army. We have all sorts of medals that he won."
"Oh,"
Melissa says, dragging the "oh" out and raising her shabby brown eyebrows and puckering her lips in that way people do when they don't approve of something. The soup, the new boyfriend, the performance of the car, the politician, or the way a new bra fits. "All right," I say, turning Ethan toward the moving truck and away from Miss Personality. "Let's get busy." She doesn't offer to help or ask any questions of where we came from or how we ended up here, and from behind me I hear her garage door closing. I lead the men into the condo and point out where each box should go. In order to make today easier, I had marked them with kitchen, bathroom, bedroom 1, bedroom 2, and living room as I packed up our former home.